Hello everyone. My name is Merlin Pachic. I'm a staff engineer. Louder?
Louder, yeah.
All right. Hi everyone. Nice to see such a nice turnout. My name is Merlin Pachic. I'm a staff engineer at IDU, a social enterprise. We make a learning platform for children in low and middle income countries. But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about property-based testing. And I'd like to ask you to raise your hand if you've used property-based testing before. All right, a fair few. And do any of you use property-based testing regularly in your work? All right. All right, so I can see that this talk might be useful for at least some of you, which is great. But I'm also happy to see that some of you have familiarity with it. So property-based testing, I'll contrast with what I'll call example-based testing, which I think is the conventional way that we write unit tests. If we write unit tests, I mean, I hope we all write unit tests, you know? So conventionally, you set up specific scenarios, specific expected outputs, and for specific inputs. And you kind of confirm every case. So here we have a test written in Python, which tests a function that reverses a string. And we have two test cases here. We covered an edge case by including the empty string there. Good job, us. It can be challenging with example-based testing to come up with all the edge cases. And this is one thing that property-based testing